the squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMZA.
And just like that, we're back. 92.1 KMZA, MSCSports.net. We welcome you to our high school broadcast tonight. A double dip of Twin Valley League girls basketball action. It's the semifinal of the 2022 TBL tournament. And we got the top four seeds in the semifinals. Our first contest will be the top seed Centralia against the four seed Donovan West. Our nightcap will be the two seed Valley Heights and the three-seed Hanover Wildcats. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm Brandon Tam and Kirk Hillman back in studio alongside Colin Feldkamp as well. Appreciate his hard work in the studios. But first, we get you Donovan West and Centralia. These two teams played just 10 days ago, and the Panthers prevailed by a score of 61-47. The combination of Avery and Owen Dieters combined for 55 of the 61 points, and these two now meet in the semifinals of this year's TBL tournament. Our pregame continues after a timeout. We're closing in on tip-off. Starting lineups and the tip is coming your way next. It's a double dip, but TBL girls basketball action, and it starts after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like, I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
In Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska, see Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
Mom, I got the job! I got the job!
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
You don't have time for pain. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we know the value of quality physical, occupational, and speech therapy after illness or injury. Our comprehensive rehab program is here for you. With state-of-the-art equipment, highly qualified, experienced staff, and customized programs for our residents and outpatient clients, we're prepared to give you the attention you deserve. Let us help you get better faster at Life Care Center of Seneca. Call 785-336-3528.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me. That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie?
Oh, no. Not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
All right, welcome back. Frankfort High School, the destination. The Twin Valley League Girls Basketball Tournament semifinal games getting underway. The first of two tonight. Two ranked teams in Class 1A Division 1, the number 3 ranked team, Centralia Panthers, and the number 9 ranked team, that's the Mustangs of Donovan West. Let's get you the starting lineups for this semifinal matchup here tonight, and we'll start with Donovan West. Kyra Johnson is a junior guard. Claire Cole in the backcourt with her as well. She is a junior. Jaden Taylor off a big game in the quarterfinals on Tuesday against Clifton Clyde. She stands in the middle. Sydney Smith, a senior. Taylor mentioning a senior as well. And then Avery Weathersby, a junior, rounding out the Mustang starting five. So again, Johnson, Cole, Taylor, Smith, and Weathersby. For Centralia, head coach Roger Holthouse. They are undefeated at 8-0. And the number 3 ranked team in Class 1A D1, they go like this. Lena Haberkamp is a 5'5 junior and a 2-year starter. Jaden Wells in the backcourt as well, a 5'6 junior. The combination of the beaters, Avery and Owen. Both 5'8", Avery a senior, Owen a freshman. And then finally also in the backcourt, Abby Flinty, a 5'5 senior and a three-year starter. So again, for Holt Alfie's crew, it's Haverkamp, Wells, beaters times two, and Flinty. These two played just 10 days ago. Centralia got the win, 61-47. The beaters had 55 of the 61 points in that ball game. Now a trip to the TBL Tournament Championship game tomorrow night is on the line. Good crowd, both teams having good support. White uniforms for the Panthers, dark blue uniforms for D West. Of course, the championship games we'll have for you tomorrow night, the boys title game featuring the top two teams with the one seed Hanover Wildcats and the two seed Centralia Panthers. We're going to step aside, take a quick break, a two-minute timeout, and we're back with the tip-off right after this.
Come in from the cold and make the most of the winter evenings at home. Curl up and stream on. Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku streaming stick 4K for your household. Visit BlueValley.net today. Curl up and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Cook & Company in Seneca and Hiawatha have been in business manufacturing high-quality doors and cabinets since 1989. High-quality components and local quality workmanship team up to produce top-quality, long-lasting cabinets and doors. Go to their website, kochnco.com, to find details about all the products they offer. That's kochnco.com. Cook & Company in Seneca and Hiawatha. Proud supporters of local athletes, schools, and events.
Wanklin Oil Company is a family-owned business and has been serving the area since 1926. They offer their customers a wide range of products and services. Propane services include above-ground or underground tank installation, propane cylinder exchange for grills and even forklifts. Diesel, gas, and oil products too.
Products are on sale too. Stop in Elmer's Repair in Centralia for all ag parts and repairs. And don't forget, Monday, January 24th, is the kickoff on the Wix filter sale at Elmer's Repair. Your bumper to bumper auto parts specialist in Centralia, give them a call 785 857 3248 or go online to elmersrepair.com.
KMZA.
10 seconds into the ballgame, D. West winning the opening tip and then turning it over, getting tied up near midcourt. Centralia getting it back for their first possession here tonight. TBL Tournament semifinals. One seed Centralia, four seed Donovan West. No score, 20 seconds in. It's Avery Dieter's right side. Skips it here near side to Lena Haverkamp. Haverkamp works top of the key, now swings it back here near side on the wing. There's a 5'5 senior, Abby Flinty. Gets a nice ball screen, works it around the arc to the right wing. Now it's Owen Dieters, top of the key, works it all the way inside, lays it in for two. Owen Dieters, the first bucket, 2-0 Centralia, 40 seconds in. Man-to-man pressure here in the half court. D-West doing a nice job getting it across the timeline. It's Claire Cole, the junior, left side to Jaden Taylor. Taylor gets a high ball screen, works it to the elbow, has a pass deflected and intercepted. Up the floor. Haverkamp shot, no good. Rebound, D-West. Opportunity missed there. And then D-West, a tough start, trying to get it up the floor and transition. Another turnover. Three early turnovers by the Mustangs. Centralia gets it back. Just played a minute plus. 2-0 Centralia. Centralia undefeated. 8-0. Donovan West, 8-2. Both of these teams ranked in 181. There's a turnaround, Jay, no good, but a backside rebound collected by Jaden Wells. Here's a three by Dieters that's no good. And that was Owen Dieters, and then Avery comes down with the rebound and then it's fouled. And it's our first whistle of the ball game. They get Sydney Smith for D-West. So Centralia will throw it in underneath their own bucket. 2-0 their lead. 6:35 left first quarter. And Melena Wettstein, an early check-in for her for D-West, taking the spot of Claire Cole. Owen Dieter stops the key. It goes to Haverkamp. Haverkamp now spinning inside the paint. Beautiful dump pass inside, and free throws coming up for Owen. That's Avery Dieters. Beautiful feed by Haverkamp. And they get this foul on Weathersby, her first, team second. Avery Dieters, the 5'8 senior at the line. A near double-double average last season. And she's good on the first. Makes it 3-0 Centralia. Second is money as well. 2 points for Dieters. 4-0 Centralia. 90-plus seconds into this first quarter. Winner moves on to the TVL tournament title game tomorrow night. Girls game will be at 6. Boys will follow around 7:30. D-West trying to get on the board. They go inside to Weathersby. Nice cut by Cole, who just checked right back in. Left side it goes to Wettstein, who had a good quarterfinal game at Weathersby inside. Turning, fading, and hitting. And Avery Weathersby gets D-West on the board. Now down 4-2. Ball deflected out of bounds. Centralia keeps. They'll throw it inside out. It'll be Owen Dieters to throw it in, the freshman. Haverkamp gets it. Just in front of the midcourt stripe. Lazy pass. Intercepted. Here's a 2-on-1 break. Good pass here near side. Layup good. Claire Cole for 2. 4-4. So just like that, D-West. Back-to-back buckets to tie the game. Here's Owen Dieters. Good pass inside. Flinty and 1. Abby Flinty for 2 and the foul. Avery Dieters with a beautiful dime, and Flinty a chance for a 3-point play. 5:37 left, first quarter. 6-4 Centralia. Flinty at the line to try to make it a 3-point lead. Flinty, a 3-year starter, 8 points per game a season ago. Free throw is strong, no good. And a rebound for Kyra Johnson for D-West. Wants to push the tempo. Looking for Weathersby inside. Gets it on the block. Curls inside. Now a kick. Left wing 3 on the way. Too strong. And then a rebound chase here on the near side. And Jaden Wells got the rebound and then is called for a travel. So D-West keeps. Down 6-4. 5:25 left in this first. In the side outs, it'll be Kyra Johnson to throw it in, the junior for D-West. Gets it into Cole in the right corner. Trying to find a cutting Wettstein. Lazy pass. It's intercepted. And the fourth turnover here in the quarter by the Mustangs. They trail 6-4, not quite 3 minutes in. I want to go inside. A lot of contact with Avery Dieters. No call. And Jaden Taylor with a nice defensive effort. Here comes D-West. Cole, right block, kicks it out. Wettstein sets for 3, short, and a rebound for Centralia. Now here's Owen Dieters, top of the key, steps back for 3, not there. Rebound, D-West. That one by Weathersby. They want to push the tempo. Good defense, though, in transition. Deflected away, and a steal by Owen Dieters, and then a whistle, and they're going to get an offensive foul. They're going to get Dieters on the push-off. The reaction is to be expected. Not a lot. She was trying to kind of Euro-step through a defender. And they say she pushed off. So a turnover by Centralia gets it back to D-West. 4:43 left first quarter. 6-4 Panthers in front. Still showing pressure in the full court. They get it in to Wettstein. Wettstein down to Weathersby. Top of the key, it goes to Kyra Johnson. She'll drive all the way in. Difficult shot, no good, and a rebound for Avery Dieters. She puts it on the floor. Long pass here, near side on the wing. This is Flinty. Curls into the free throw line. Dieters up top, steps in the paint, sidesteps the defender. Shot no good, but gets her own rebound and keeps the possession alive. Off to her sister Avery. Curls inside the free throw line. Difficult shot, no good. A whistle and a foul. I think it's on the floor before the shot. So Centralia will throw it in underneath their own bucket. The D-West foul on Weststein. That's her first, team third. Couple subs back into the game. Sydney Smith for D-West, and also Tatum Kramer, a freshman, is in for the Panthers. And Roger Holthaus, Centralia head coach, barking at the officials about something. I think he wanted a timeout, but not giving it to him for whatever reason. And he backs off. We'll get back to it. So Avery Dieters collects the inbound pass from her sister Owen. They set up Owen a left wing three. That one's no good. And a rebound being fought for inside and brought down by Weathersby. And then Weathersby nearly turned it over, but got it right back. D-West in transition, whistle, and an offensive foul. They're going to get Claire Cole with this one. That's her first, and another D-West turnover. Going to give it right back to Centralia. Still 6-4, just past the halfway point here in the first quarter. Already five team fouls against D-West here in the first four-plus minutes of the game. Owen, a drive, shuffles. Whistle and a push. Now another foul on the Mustang. So the rest of the first half, Centralia is going to be in the bonus. And Weathersby has picked up her second foul. So that'll bring back Kyra Johnson, with Weathersby now with two fouls. So Owen Dieters to throw in the inbound. Gets it up top. It's Aberkamp. They wanted Owen Dieters on a three. Thought about it. Turns it down. Here's Quincy. Top of the key. Works to the elbow. Bounce pass to Owen. Thought about a step back tray. Now it's Aberkamp from downtown. Her three's no good, but a chase down rebound in the corner by Quincy. But she steps on the baseline, or I should say the sideline, and out of bounds. Another turnover by Centralia. So Sydney Smith is back into the game for D-West, taking the spot of Weathersby. 6-4 Centralia, 3:23 left here in the first. D-West chance to tie or take the lead. Here's Claire Cole, right side to Jaden Taylor. Up top it goes to Johnson. Johnson holds it high, puts it on the dribble once, picks it up there, whistle and a 3-second call. Sydney Smith did not get out of the paint, so now seven first quarter turnovers here by Donovan West, yet they're only down by two. 6-4 the score, under 3:10 left here in the first. Panthers get it back. Owen Dieters directing traffic up top. Right side pass on the wing. It goes to Haverkamp, the 5'5 junior and a two-year starter. Haverkamp spins in the lane, gets it back to Owen. Loves that step back, turns down another look. Here's Haverkamp, head of steam drive, missed the layup, and a rebound for D-West. Brought down there by Weststein. Weststein gets it back, takes it all the way in, layup no good, but she drew the foul. She's off to the line to shoot two, second team foul against Centralia. And they get this one on Avery Dieters, her first. So Weststein to the line, the sophomore who had 12 points and made 5 of 9 from the line in the quarterfinal game against Clifton Clyde. She's too strong on the first, no good. 2:39 left in this opening quarter. Centralia 4, or correction, Centralia 6, and D-West 4. 2-point Panther lead. Weststein trying to get it to one. She goes 0 for 2, missed them both. And the rebound by Owen Dieters. Pushing the pace, top of the key, spins to the elbow, kick to Haverkamp, open, a right corner, three, it's good. That's Quincy from downtown. She's got five, makes it 9-4 Centralia. 2:20 left here in the first. Weststein, a pull-up J, left it short, rebound Centralia. And Centralia going to get a timeout as Avery Dieters fell to the floor, but Roger Holthaus gets a quick timeout. Day 30, we'll go ahead and keep it right here. Great sponsors. Want to thank again, helping us out all week here with the TBL tournament. Want to thank the Bank of Highland and Bedina State Bank, making life better right here at home, member FDIC. Also, Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, for education on campus, regional, technical, or online. Also want to thank M&R Auto Parts, your CarQuest Auto Parts headquarters in Frankfort, and Blue Valley Technology, supporting local students and athletes. Brandon Tadman, also joined by Colin Feldkamp, Kirk Kilman as well, part of the broadcast team. First of two games tonight. CBL Girls Tournament semifinal game. Top seed Centralia leading the four seed D-West 9-4. 2:12 left here in the first. Our second game will be the 2-3 seeds with Valley Heights and Hanover. Here's Owen Dieters. Bounce pass. Short corner Jay. It's Kramer for two. Way too strong. It's an air ball and a rebound for Jaden Taylor. Now Taylor in some trouble. Gets it off to Kyra Johnson. Now Johnson pushing the pace across the timeline. Crossing over Owen Dieters. Now left side to Taylor. Taylor spins away from Owen. Picks it up. Now doubled there. Ball deflected at midcourt and a steal. Here is Kramer. Missed the layup. Good pass by Haberkamp, and Tatum Kramer will go to the line, the freshman to shoot two. Claire Cole picks up her second and the team's seventh foul. The Tatum Kramer, the freshman, looking to get in the books here in the first quarter. First free throw short, no good. 5 points in Troya lead, 9-4, 1:41 left here in the first. Avery Dieters will get a quick rest as Jaden Wells checks back in. Second free throw coming up for Kramer. On the way, Pierre. 10-4 Centralia under 1:40 left here in the first. Here's Cole, right side. Got the pass there from Westside. Go inside to Weathersby, looking for Taylor. Now Johnson at the block. Quickly doubled, and she threw it away. Another D-West turnover. Here's Wells. Here's Flinty again from downtown. Not this time. And a rebound chase and brought down by Johnson, and then she is bumped and fouled near midcourt. Team foul number three on the Panthers. This one on Haberkamp, her first. Avery Dieters right back into the game. And also Sydney Smith back in for Jonathan West. Now Owen gets a quick breather for Centralia. So under 1:20 left here in the first. Centralia by six. They lead it 10-4. Top of the key, Westine for three. Too strong. Jaden Taylor gets the rebound. Her putback is no good. And the second opportunity missed. And that time Avery Dieters comes down with that rebound. Inside. Here's Jaden Wells, sidesteps the defender and lays it in for two. Jaden Wells on the board with a bucket, makes it 12-4 Centralia, now 50 seconds and counting here in the first. Weathersby works it inside, lost the handle, another turnover. Here comes Avery Dieters, right down the middle, nice pass, and the layup is good. It's Kramer, she's got three, makes it a 14-4 Centralia lead, now 30 seconds remaining. What a stretch here by the Panthers. Whistle and a foul right at the free throw line on the floor. Jaden Wells will pick up this one, her first, team fourth. So Centralia leading 14-4, 26 seconds remaining here in the first. D-West into the corner. It's Cole, top of the key, Westine. Now Jaden Taylor. Skip it back to Cole, deflected though out of bounds. 19 seconds remaining. Mustangs keep on their end. It's going to be Cole to throw it in right in front of the Centralia bench. Gets it into Westine. Now Weathersby skips it to Taylor. Thought about a three, ball fake. Gets it inside. Now kick to Westine. Deep NBA range three. Nearly banked it in, no good. But Weathersby able to get the rebound. Her putback is no good. Finally deflected. Kramer has it. 3 seconds to go. They get it up to Flinty. Her shot is up. No good. And that's the end of the quarter. Good stretch by the Panthers to close out the first. They lead Donovan West 14-4. We'll step aside. Second quarter action coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
KMZA.
One quarter in the books. First of two semifinal games in the girls' CBL tournament. Top seed Centralia, 10-point lead, 14-4 against the four seed Donovan West. Second quarter now underway. D West with it. Cole, top of the key. It goes to Johnson. Holds it at the right hip, bouncing it right wing to Cole. She'll curl to the free throw line, off to Taylor left side. Top of the key, Weathersby sets it for a long two. That one's no good, but Taylor gets the rebound. Her second chance is no good. And a rebound for Owen Dieters. Jaden Taylor, one of the best, still has yet to score in this one. Owen Dieters a drive. Her shot blocked by Weathersby. And then a defense and then a foul. They're going to get Avery Dieters with this one. That'll be her second. Well, for D West, they had 10 turnovers in the first quarter. Certainly did not help their cause offensively. They've had some shots near the rim, but just nothing is falling to this point for Donovan West. They trail 14-4, 40 seconds into the second. Here's Sydney Smith, the baseline drive. Shot up no good, out of bounds underneath, and back to Centralia it goes. Right now for Centralia, you got both Dieters, Kramer, Haberkamp, and Wells. For D West, Weathersby, Smith, Taylor, Johnson, and Cole. Left side to Kramer. Top of the key, it goes to Haberkamp. Looks right, goes that way. Stops on the wing after a ball screen by Wells. Reversing the basketball. Kramer thought about a long two, turns it down. Now Owen Dieters wants to drive inside, gets underneath the bucket, stops on a dime. Kicks it left corner to Avery, whistle, and a 3 second in the lane call. Five turnovers now by Centralia. 6:50 until halftime, 14-4, Centralia by 10. Quite the scoring drought for the Mustangs. They got down 4-0, scored 4 straight, and they haven't scored in probably about 5 or 6 minutes of game time. Here's Taylor, top of the key it goes. Weathersby, right side pass, and she is going to be called for a travel. Abby Flinty's going to check back in for Centralia as Avery Dieters will take a quick breather, but she does have 2 fouls here in the early portions of the second. So here's Owen Dieters across the timeline, left side pass it goes. It's Flinty. Started by Cole, now Owen on a curl, gets to the wing, sidesteps the defender, lays it up with the left hand, and it's good. Owen Dieters now with 4, makes it 16-4, Centralia, 6:10 left. Here's a quick shot in transition, that's no good, but an offensive rebound and stick back is no good, and a whistle and a foul. Sydney Smith saving that possession for Donovan West with the offensive rebound. They get Abby Flinty with her first foul, and team foul number 6. So both teams the rest of the half will be in the bonus. Westine back in for D West. And she'll receive the inbounds pass at the top of the key. Trying to look for Weathersby inside, deflected, and a steal by Centralia. Owen Dieters here in the left corner, hits the floor, and we get a whistle and a jump ball. And the possession arrow will, I believe, keep it right here. It will. So Owen Dieters to throw it in. We got 5:56 left here in the second. It's a 16-4 Centralia lead. Owen slaps it, Entry pass goes to Kramer. Skips it. Haverkamp pulls up with a difficult shot. Too strong and out of bounds, but it'll stay here. Weathersby couldn't quite get her paws on it. And it just trickles out of bounds. So the Panthers will try it again. Owen Dieters to throw it in. Looking. Now gets it off to Kramer, who's open for three. Too strong, but a backside rebound. And the back is good by Haverkamp. All five starters have now scored. 18-4 Centralia. D. West in quite the offensive drought here in the first half. Haven't scored since the early portions of the first quarter. We've played 2.5 minutes here in the second. Weathersby inside, shot partially blocked and deflected out of bounds, and last touch by the Mustang. So it goes right back to Centralia, and we get a whistle and a substitution. Thought it was going to be a timeout. Instead, Avery Dieters will come back in, takes the spot of Jaden Wells. Also, Kyra Johnson re-enters for D-West, taking the spot of Claire Cole. 5:22 left here in the first half. 18-4, Centralia in control. Trying to stay undefeated. Number 3 ranked team in Class 1A Division 1. Here's Haverkamp on a dime. Stops and pops for 3. No good. Rebound for Weathersby. Now she'll push the tempo near sideline for Jonathan West. Skips it to Taylor, left side on the wing. Top of the key, it goes to Westine. Westine, one dribble, right side pass to Cole. Correction, Johnson on the wing. Now Taylor again, high left. Johnson will get it back in between the rings out high, reset the offense. Westine looking for Weathersby inside, pass deflected, out of bounds, and last touch by D. West. Another turnover by the Mustangs. Make it 13 here in the first half. Here comes Owen Dieters up the floor. A light pace to her jog. Sets it right side with the bounce pass to Haverkamp. Now Flinty in the right corner. Back to Haverkamp. Puts it on the deck once. Now Owen Dieters top of the key. Works right. Curls. Gets to the baseline. Gets underneath. Now flicks it back to Haverkamp left corner. Nice ball fake. Curls. Stops and pops for two. No good. Whistle and a foul underneath on the rebound attempt. They get Kyra Johnson over the back of Owen Dieters. So Owen Dieters will shoot a 1-1. 4:22 left here in the second. 18-4, Centralia by 14. Trying to extend on that lead, and the free throw is no good. And Jaden Taylor, the rebound. And a quick timeout, I think, by Jonathan West. Right at 4:20 left here in the first half. So it's a 30. We'll go ahead and keep it right here.
Finishing your degree in offered on your campus, simply prefer working from home. Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Halftime, 18-4 Centralia. Want to thank Wanklin Oil Company, serving the area since 1926. Hilltop Creations of Seneca. Let Lynn or Gail Lears help you with new cabinets for kitchen or bath. So out of the quick timeout, D. West trying to find something offensively. They have not scored in quite a long time. There's another deflected pass and another Centralia steal. Owen Dieters now top of the key, works it right side. Flinty finds Avery on a cut, gets inside, splits two defenders, and her layup is good. Avery Dieters with four, makes it now 20-4. As we're now past the halfway point in the second quarter. Westine top of the key. Now Johnson skips the pass to Taylor left side. One dribble, skips it back near side. Johnson wants Weathersby inside. Curls, turns and shoots, and finally connects. And the scoring drought finally over. Weathersby now has four, makes it 20-6. 3.5 minutes left. Here's Kramer along two, and that one's good. Tatum Kramer, the freshman off the bench with five here in the first half, makes it 22-6 Centralia. 3:20 to go. D. West a near turnover, and then that one kicked away by Avery Dieters, so D. West keeps. Claire Cole back into the game for Donovan West. And she'll take the spot of Westein. So 3:16 left until halftime. The score is 22-6. It's Centralia by 16. D. West has it, top of the key, right side it goes. Now short corner right, skip back to the top of the key. This is Johnson. And they get Weathersby inside for a three-second call. 15 first-half turnovers by Donovan West. That's been the killer for him in this game so far. Here's Owen Dieters across the timeline. Kramer left side on the wing. Back to Avery Dieters up top. Holds it high, chest pass to Haberkamp. Now to Plenty, right corner. Back up top to Haberkamp. Left side on the wing to Avery Dieters. Into the corner now with her sister Owen. Puts it on the dribble once. Slings a one-handed pass across the way to Kramer. Now Avery Dieters inside. Quickly doubled. Gets around it. Puts up a shot. No good. And it might have been partially blocked. And a rebound for Kyra Johnson. Cole gets baseline. Floater in the lane is good. Claire Cole with four. Makes it 22-8 Centralia. Now 2:22 left here in the first half. Here's Kramer left side. She hit that shot a moment ago and she hits another one, a long two. Kramer with seven off the bench makes it 24-8 Centralia coming up on the final 2 minutes here in the first half. Jaden Taylor right side, top of the key to Johnson. One dribble left, goes back to Taylor. That's Sydney Smith in the right corner. Taylor up top for three. That's too strong. Rebound Centralia. Haberkamp darts a pass up the floor. Plenty in the right corner, and she couldn't stop on a dime, and she'll be called for a travel. Six turnovers by Centralia. Jaden Wells back into the game for the Panthers. Westein back in for D. West. Down to 1:45 left here in the second quarter. All Centralia to this point, 24-8, their lead on D. West. Winner will play in the championship game tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. The other semifinal, Valley Heights and Hanover. We'll have that one for you following this one. Here is Sydney Smith, a long two and a much-needed bucket. As Sydney Smith now gets their first basket, makes it 24-10 with 1:20 to go. Haberkamp for three. In and out, no good. Rebound by Sydney Smith. D-West down 14, 1:13 left here in the half. There's a floater in the lane, hits off the back iron, no good, and a rebound attempt underneath is picked up by Wells. 1 minute left until halftime. Here's Owen Dieters, splits the defenders, gets inside, draws the body, and the foul. It's going to be on the floor. The West fans not too thrilled with that call. They get Weathersby with this one, and that's going to be her third. So she's going to have to come out. Johnson checked in for her. And this will put Owen Dieters at the line to shoot a 1-1. 57.8 seconds remaining in the half. First free throw, no good. And a rebound for D. West. Kyra Johnson collects. Westein to Taylor, right side. Works it to the top, now left elbow. Cole up top to Westein. Pass inside to Smith. On the block. Difficult shot through traffic. No good. And a rebound for Centralia. 38 seconds remaining in the half. Owen Dieters gets it inside. Now left side whistle and a travel called on Owen Dieters. D. West will get it back. Just 35 seconds remaining here in the quarter. 24-10 Centralia. Showing a little bit of pressure defensively in the full court. Westein spins across the timeline, hands it off to Cole. Left side to Taylor, nearly had it knocked away, and she hits the floor. It kind of rolls a pass, gets it right back. Taylor a deep three, short. Rebound, though, for Cole, and then she has it ripped away, and a tie-up's going to be called. And the possession arrow will keep it with Donovan West. We're down to 18 seconds left. 24-10, Centralia. Sydney Smith to throw it in. Still looking. Over the top pass. It goes to Johnson. Right at the free throw line. Gets it right back inside to Smith. shot up no good, but to draw the foul with 12 seconds to go. They get Jaden Wells with this foul. That's her second, team seven. So Sydney Smith, 2 points, couple of rebounds here in the first half. First free throw up, first free throw good. Takes it 24-11. Well, for as bad as it's been offensively in the turnovers for D-West, they can get it to 12 here. Cannot. Missing the second free throw. Owen Dieters the rebound. 8 seconds to go. Kramer, left corner. Haverkamp from deep. Yes, it's a long two. And that's going to end the first half. Good shot by Haverkamp, and she has four. We have hit halftime. It is 26-11, Centralia by 15. Halftime brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton on K-16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16. 26-11, Centralia over D-West at the half, and our coverage begins next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Get out of town. For automotive repairs? Yes. Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires is more than tires. You get top-notch mechanic work so good it comes with a one-year warranty. They handle brakes, lube oil, and filters, and all your preventive maintenance. Wilson's Direct provides a free shuttle if you need a ride, or they'll even come pick your car up and drop it off at no charge. Because they know you're busy, and they want to make it convenient for you to get out of town. 7 miles west of Fulton.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
WilsonsDirectTires.com.
Is your future secure? The Bank of Highland is your community-minded bank that accepts the responsibility of helping neighbors and friends live easier through insecure financial times, providing loans for home, auto, and agriculture, as well as standard checking and savings accounts. You can depend on your friends at the Bank of Highland to help secure your financial future. The Bank of Highland, branch of Bendina State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, making life better right here at home.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at SBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local SBS insurance office to see how we can help.
Have you been living in a house with a small bathroom that you've wanted to make larger for years? Do you have a laundry room that is difficult to work in every time you do a load of laundry? Do you have ideas, or do you want some ideas? Well, Hilltop Creations can help you with those dreams. Lynn and Gail can tell you how much space you would need for a new shower, cabinets, or countertop. Call Hilltop Creations at 336-3142. Let Lynn and Gail help you with a new vision for a more workable space.
If one of your projects is getting everything winterized around your farm or home, you can depend on Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. They have all the winter supplies you need, like ice melt, tube sand, heaters, antifreeze, heat tape for your water pipes, insulation of all kinds, and be comfortable this winter with window kits to stop those drafts. When it comes to making everything work better this winter, your winterizing projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
And halftime is here. First of two tonight, TBO Girls Tournament semifinal games. The one seed Centralia leading the four seed Donovan West by a score of 26-11. Brandon Tadman with you here from Frankfort High School. Also being joined by Colin Feldkamp and Kirk Kilman helping out with the broadcast here tonight. Appreciate their great work as always. Well, for the undefeated Panthers, good start. Jumped out to a 14-4 first quarter lead and able to extend on that in the second, outscoring the Mustangs 12-7, build a 26-11 halftime lead. Leading scorer for Centralia, Tatum Kramer, the freshman off the bench, 7 big points. The rest of the 5 starters in the books as well. Abby Flinty with 5, Avery and Owen Dieters each with 4. 4 also from Lena Haberkamp, and then 2 by Jaden Wells. Just 3 in the books for the Mustangs, 4 apiece by Claire Cole and Avery Weathersby, and Sydney Smith added 3 points as well. Jaden Taylor, one of the best in the league for Donovan West. No points in the first half. She did have 6 rebounds, but left off the scoreboard in the first half. They really need her to pick things up offensively in the second half if D-West wants to climb back into this ballgame. Turnovers a killer for D-West in the first half. They had 15 turnovers and hit just 1 of 4 from the free throw line. Centralia had 7 turnovers. They hit 3 of 7 at the free throw line. Donovan West, the slight rebound margin, the advantage there at 19-16. Again, it's Centralia 26, Donovan West 11. Halftime continues after another timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit, these may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at SBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local SBS insurance office to see how we can help.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental can supply you with the tools you need. Don't buy that tool or piece of equipment you'll just use once. Tools for small fix-it jobs are large construction jobs. But Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental aren't just for work. They've got items for parties and special events, too. See them in downtown Seneca or go online to see their rental listings. HeinenTrueValue.com. Behind every project is a true value.
January is National Blood Donor Month to encourage donors to give blood. Blood is traditionally in short supply during the winter months due to holiday, travel schedule, inclement weather, and illness. A reduction in turnout can put our nation's blood inventory at a critical low. Every day in our country, approximately 39,000 units of blood are required in hospitals and emergency treatment facilities. The components of one pint of blood can help the lives of 3 people. Please consider donating blood this time of year. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Gansaland Radio.
Just a couple minutes out from the start of the second half between Centralia and Donovan West. Panthers leading D-West 26-11. Real quick preview of our second game to come in the 2-3 matchup. Other semifinal, Valley Heights in Hanover. Valley Heights, the number 2 ranked team in Class 2A, undefeated at 10-0. And Hanover, the number 3 ranked team in Class 1A Division 2 at 8-1. It's going to be a pretty darn good ball game in the second one as well. It'll be the first meeting between those two this season. Centralia, if they hold true, trying to advance for the CDL Tournament Championship game tomorrow night. And obviously the winner of Valley Heights and Hanover will meet the winner of this one. One final 60-second timeout when we come back. Second half coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Helena Agri-Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri-Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
All right, let's do it. Welcome back. Second half underway. Centralia leading 26-11 over Donovan West. Panthers with the ball to start the third quarter. They'll go from left to right. They set up Owen Dieters for three. It's short, but an offensive rebound. Stick back try, no good. And a foul underneath. That's going to send Avery Dieters to the line to shoot two. Sydney Smith, the foul for D. West, her second. Avery Dieters, 4 points, four rebounds in the first half. And the first free throw is good. Now 3 for 3 at the line. Makes it 27-11. It's 14 seconds into this third quarter. Second on the way. Second is Pierre as well. She's now 4 for 4 at the line. She has 6 points. Makes it 28-11. Centralia. There's a pass deflected out of bounds. Panthers showing pressure in the full court. Lindsay got a fingertip on it. 2 deflected into the bleachers. D. West to throw it in. At 15 first half turnovers. And struggled offensively. Here's Johnson. Works it up the floor. Guarded by Owen Dieters heavily. Gets it off to Jaden Taylor. High left. Surveys the defense, turns into a double team, and he's in a lot of trouble here, but able to get it off in time, and now looking inside, pass too much on it, it's out of bounds, and Sydney Smith couldn't quite get her hands on it, and another Donovan West turnover. 28-11 Centralia, 40 seconds into this third quarter. Here is Avery Dieters, right side. Jaden Wells now a touch. Top of the key, back to Avery Dieters in the right corner. Comes up towards the wing, stops there, bouncing it up top to Haverkamp. Haverkamp now with a drive down the middle. Kicks it out to Owen Dieters. He's left side on the wing. Spins on Johnson. Kicks it out to Haverkamp for three. That's pure. Haverkamp with 7, makes it a 20-point Centralia lead at 31-11. Early portions here in quarter number 3. D-West, they need something to happen and happen quickly. Here's Taylor right side on the wing. They want Weathersby inside. Good kick to Johnson in the right corner, and she turned down an open 3 to drive towards the hole, but she's going to be called for a travel. And Donovan West is going to burn a timeout, and it's a full. We'll follow suit. 6:35 left, third quarter. Centralia 31, Donovan West 11. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Out of the timeout, Centralia in control, leading by 20, 31-11. They have the ball. There's a skip pass to Owen Dieters, right side on the wing. Trying to step back on Johnson, spins in the lane. Nice bounce pass to Wells, but she lost it inside, and she'll be called for a travel. 8 turnovers now by Centralia. 6:16 left, third quarter. 31-11, Centralia. Winner moves on to the TVL tournament title game tomorrow night. Here from Frankfurt High School. Inside pass deflected, but Sydney Smith able to get it. Now Claire Cole a wide open three, and that one's good. Big shot, Claire Cole. She's got 7, makes it 31-14, Centralia. Under 6 minutes left here in the third. Entry pass, Avery Dieters right back to Flinty, who was bumped and fouled. And 2 shots coming up for Abby Flinty. They get the foul on Jaden Taylor. That'll be her second. So Flinty at the line. She's got 5 points, a couple of rebounds. Mr. Lone free throw attempt in the first half. Now she's 0 for 2. She'll have a second. Melena Weststein back in for D. West, taking the spot of Kyra Johnson. Flinty trying to go 1 for 2. Second on the way. That one's good. 6 points for Abby Flinty. Makes it 32-14, Centralia. And there's a lazy pass that's picked off, and then Centralia throws it right back to D. West. Here's Weststein. Ball fakes, left elbow, whistle. And a foul's going to be called on Owen Peters. Roger Holthouse halfway on the floor, wanting to travel. No call, so they're going to get Owen Dieters with the foul, her second, and the first on Centralia here in the second half. So D. West underneath. It'll be Smith to throw it in. The elbow to Weathersby. She'll dive right in and just chuck it out of bounds. Last touched, and Avery Dieters, far side of the floor, is a little slow to get up. Didn't see what happened, but appears to be okay. So D. West will keep. Sydney Smith to throw it in. And top of the key to Cole. Right side to Weststein. She's open for 3. Too strong. And pass deflected out of bounds. And waiting on the official to make a call here. Now he goes to his partner in crime to discuss what just happened. The missed shot was deflected out here towards the sideline, and they're going to give it to Centralia. Tatum Kramer back into the game. She had a good first half off the bench for Centralia with 7 points. There's 5:23 left until the end of the third. 32-14, the Centralia lead. They led it 26-11 at halftime. Haverkamp, right side, Kramer, another long 2. This one's good. She's made 3 long 2-pointers. She's got 9 in the game. Gets it back to a 20-point Centralia lead. Here's Weststein, floater, no good. Rebound Centralia. Here's Abby Flinty in the right corner. Picks it up there. Top of the key, it goes to Haverkamp. Now shuffles to Owen. Straight on 3. Connect. Owen Dieters now with 7, makes it 37-14. And confusion on who's supposed to throw it in for Donovan West. As they shuffle a couple players, finally it'll be Kyra Johnson to throw it in. 4:44 left here in the third, 37-14, all Centralia. Weststein nearly lost it out of bounds, but able to gather, get it off to Johnson, who brings it up the timeline. Here's Jaden Taylor, right side on the wing, holds it chest high, now skips the pass here to Claire Cole for 3. That one's good. Claire Cole from downtown. She's into double figures with 10, makes it 37-17 at 4:20 to go here in quarter three. And Kramer's called for a travel. She was literally standing there. She didn't even move. I'm not sure what the official saw there, but regardless, it's turnover number 10 against Centralia. And D. West will get it back down 20, about halfway into the third quarter. Here's Cole. Angles right, stops. Now back up top to Johnson. She'll come left, hand it off to Weststein. Now Weststein curling on Owen Dieters, gets all the way inside. She's bumped and fouled. So they're going to get Owen Dieters with this one. That is her third. 4:04 left here in quarter three. 37-17 Centralia. Here's Weathersby. Stop and pop J. No good. Rebound for Abby Flinty for Centralia. She'll work it up the near sideline. Kramer inside to Avery Dieters. Now to Haverkamp. Left corner three. Yes. And a head nod to boot. Haverkamp with 10. Timeout. And Centralia took that timeout. Makes it 40-17 with 3:46. Left here in the third quarter. It's a full timeout, but we'll go ahead and keep it right here. We got to thank one of our great sponsors for the TBL tournament this week. We'll start with Cook & Company in Seneca and Hiawatha, proud supporters of local schools and events. Elmer's Repair in Centralia, their Wick filter sale will start January 24th. First National Bank in Frankfort, try their online app and do your banking anytime, anywhere. Also, SBS Insurance, your source for farm, home, auto, and business insurance. Brandon Sadman, also back in studio. Colin Feldkamp, Kirk Kilman. Double team duties indeed. Centralia trying to punch their ticket to the TBL final game on Saturday. Tomorrow night, of course. They lead Donovan West 40-17 with 3:46 left here in quarter number three. Balanced scoring for the Panthers. Haverkamp with 10, 9 from Kramer, 6 apiece from Avery Dieters and Flinty. Owen Dieters has 7 as well, so just balanced across the board. Claire Cole leads the way for Donovan West with 10 of their 17. Here's Taylor, still not scored after dropping 17 in the quarterfinals on Tuesday. Here's Weathersby. Cole again. She's got the hot hand, and it stays hot. Claire Cole from downtown. She's got 13 of the 20. Makes it 40-20 Centralia, about 3:15 left here in the third. Haverkamp, right side pass to Flinty, bouncing it to Kramer. Beautiful entry pass inside. Layup no good by Avery Dieters, and a rebound for Sydney Smith. And then their pass up the floor deflected out of bounds, but it'll stay with the Mustangs. Jaden Wells back in for Centralia. Owen Dieters will get a breather. To the far sideline, D. West to throw it in. Cole pass right off the face of her own teammate, but Cole gets it right back. Jaden Taylor, left side. Sydney Smith drives, takes it all the way, and an offensive foul. Sydney Smith picks up her third, another turnover, as Flinty took the brunt of the heat there. Set her feet, took the charge. Panthers get it back at 2:55 left here in the third, leading 40-20. Here's Avery Dieters, D. West showing pressure in the full court, deflected pass, and they cause a steal. Jaden Taylor, left-handed layup, no good. Johnson, though, gets the rebound. Her putback is no good, but a foul is called. Haverkamp, and they call Haverkamp for this one. That'll be her second. And this will send Kyra Johnson to the free throw line to shoot two. She has not scored in this game either. The junior, she does have 5 rebounds. First free throw is up and good. So Johnson is on the board. 40-21 Centralia, 2:45 left here in the third. Johnson trying to go 2 for 2, left that one short. Tips and a rebound for Centralia. Kramer in the right corner. Now Avery Dieters skips it to Haverkamp. Steps in baseline. whistle, foul on the floor. Trying to see what the call is. Official comes over here, and it's going to be against D. West. They get Avery Weathersby with a foul, and that's going to be her fourth. So that's going to bring up Weststein to check back in. Weathersby now four fouls, 2:34 left here, quarter three. Panthers to throw it in. Haverkamp trying to find someone, gets it off to Jaden Wells underneath. Now Haverkamp gets it back. Up top it goes to Flinty. She'll drive, gets all the way to the rim. Shot no good, but a foul is called. So free throw is coming up for Abby Flinty. They get Weststein with this foul, her second. Team foul number five. So Flinty to shoot two. 6 points, three rebounds. First free throw up, in and out, no good. 2:27 left here, quarter three. Centralia 40, Jonathan West 21. To get it back to a 20-point lead, she does. Flinty has seven in the game. 41-21 Centralia. 2:20 left here in the third quarter. Here's Cole. Again another three. Not there this time. Jaden Taylor, though, the offensive rebound, and her stick back is so good. And the rebound this time for Jaden Wells. Clears it for Centralia. Haverkamp, beautiful bounce pass in transition. Flinty lost it. Couple bodies hit the floor. Finally picked up by Donovan West. Here's Weststein. Kick. Here is Sydney Smith for three, and she gets this one. Six for Sydney Smith makes it 41-24 Centralia. 1:50 left here in the third. Haverkamp left side. Kramer another long two. Not this time. Rebound out of bounds. Last touch by Centralia. D. West will get it back. A little life here by Donovan West. Down 17, 41-24. Now 1:40 left here in the quarter. Here's Jaden Taylor, left side on the wing, top of the key to Johnson, right back to Taylor. Zone defense right now by Centralia. They skip it to Cole, right side on the wing. Reversing the basketball. Taylor, downtown three, no good. Rebound Centralia. Ripped away by Haverkamp. Kramer, pass deflected inside, whistle and a foul. As Avery Dieters goes crashing to the floor, colliding with Sydney Smith. Think they'll get Smith here with the foul. That'll be her fourth. So Smith and Weathersby each with four fouls on the floor, so Panthers will throw it in underneath. Down to 1:16 left here in the third. 17-point Centralia lead. Haverkamp looking over the top pass to Kramer. Now Flinty between the rings out high. Avery Dieters on the block. They're going to call an offensive foul on Avery Dieters. Literally just making a move inside. Not sure how you get an offensive foul there. That'll be a turnover. Third foul on Avery Dieters. Gives it back to Donovan West. With a minute 10 left here in the third, and they trail 41-24. There's a deflected pass and interception by Centralia. Pushing it in transition. Nice extra pass. Flinty turns down an open three and threw it out of bounds to nobody. Roger Holthaus yelling at his senior guard. Look at the clock. Down to 51 seconds to go. Quarter three, 41-24, Centralia. See how D. West wants to play this down the home stretch. Weststein, top of the key, right back to Cole. Short corner left with Johnson. Fires the pass high right. It's Taylor bouncing it to Weathersby at the elbow. Swings the pass to Cole. Now up top to Weststein. Her pass a little lazy, but Taylor able to get it before it goes out of bounds. Down to 25 seconds. Here's Weststein, a floater. No good, but able to get her own rebound and then a whistle. And upset. And I think they're going to get a jump ball underneath. And the possession arrow will keep with Donovan West with 20 seconds left here in the quarter. And Johnson to throw it in. Sydney Smith back into the game, replacing Weathersby. Johnson passed to Weathersby, but that's Weststein who floats one up and in. Her first basket makes it 41-26. Now 12 seconds to go. Here's Kramer. Back to Avery Dieters. Now 7 seconds. Finally gets it across the timeline. Left side to Flinty. Left corner. Now 3 seconds. And a travel is going to be called with 2 seconds to go. D West will have 1.9. We've got a long way to go. They're back towards Centralia's end. See if they can get a shot up in time. They pass it into Taylor. She's at midcourt. It counts if it goes, and it's an air ball. Left it short. So we've reached the end of the third quarter. Centralia 41, Donovan West 26. Fourth quarter action coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For more than 67 years, Community Healthcare System has been committed to supporting a lifetime of health and well-being for your whole family. Their dedicated family medicine team offers a full range of healthcare services at 7 convenient locations and same-day appointments with the local providers you know and trust. Call today at 785-889-4272 or check chcsks.org to learn more about how Community Healthcare System brings life and health to the whole community.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Final quarter here in our first semifinal. Top seed Centralia leading Donovan West by 15, 41-26, with 8 minutes to go. Valley Heights Hanover will follow. The other semifinal game tonight. Boys Championship game tomorrow night will feature Hanover and Centralia. We'll have both the title games for you tomorrow night. Start of the fourth quarter, Centralia with the basketball and the 15-point lead. Haverkamp drives, stops and pops, and delivers. Lena Haverkamp with 12 points and 4 rebounds tonight makes it 43-26, 30 seconds into this fourth quarter. Here's Johnson, top of the key, one-handed pass to Cole on the wing. Curls to the top of the key, now Taylor left side. Over the top pass, they want Weathersby inside. A lot of contact, no call, and a rebound by Avery Dieters. But a long baseball pass up the floor, saved by Wells. Haverkamp, right side to Flinty. Now top of the key, Avery Dieters sets, fires the three, no good. Rebound Donovan West. Here's Cole, right side to Taylor. Top of the key, left her feet, pass and a drive here. Shot is up, shot is good. That's Kyra Johnson. First field goal, she's got 3, makes it 43-28 with 6:50 left in the game. Pass deflected in a steal by Donovan West. And bodies collide as Cole collides with Flinty. And D. West certainly picking up their pace defensively. They'll get the foul on Abby Flinty. That's her second. Team foul number 5. 43-28 Centralia. 6:42 left in the game. Here's Taylor. Sees the entry pass. High right. Now spins back towards the top of the key. Hands it off to Johnson. Johnson works right. Pass that way. Nearly intercepted, but Cole gets it. Here's Weathersby from the free throw line. Nearly banked it in. No good. And a rebound for Centralia. Here's Owen Dieters. Skips by Taylor. Now swings the pass. Haverkamp open left corner. 3! Yes, ma'am. Lena Haverkamp, 15 a game high, 46-28 Centralia. Coming up on 2 minutes into this fourth and final quarter. Here's Cole, free throw line, whistle and a travel. Another turnover by Donovan West, giving it back to Centralia. Get a sub into the game for D. West as Weststein comes in, replacing Taylor. So Centrilia to throw it in. Dealing with full court pressure here by D-West. Avery Dieters. Chest pass up to her sister Owen across the timeline. Far sideline. Owen now angles towards the corner. Picks up the dribble. Now back to Flinty. Right side to Haverkamp. Haverkamp backs up into the right corner. Now Jaden Wells. Wells to Flinty. Back to Wells. Right side on the wing. Avery Dieters at the free throw line. Straight on. Goes right. Takes it all the way. Layup no good. Battle for the rebound. Brought down by Claire Cole. Here comes Cole. Here's a pass to Wettstein for three. Yes. Wettstein with five. Timeout Jonathan West. With the full, will follow suit. 5:24 left in the ballgame. Centralia 46, D-West 31. Back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This winter, use your time inside your home to remodel a room. Let Suther Building Supply in Seneca show you their vast selection of interior improvement supplies. They have the flooring choices and trim to take that old room and turn it into something very special. Their Valspar paint can easily change the look and feel of a room, too. So why wait? Head into Suther Building Supply in Seneca and see their displays of all the products to help give you the ideas to turn that old room into a special place. That's Suther Building Supply in Seneca.
You deserve value beyond what you pay today. Qualifying commercial accounts at Kansas Insurance and Sabetha can now lock in rates for 3 years. That's right, the rate you pay today will be the same in 2025. It's called Rate Lock, and it's another added value at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. Keep your mind on your business and stop thinking about rate changes. Call Roy Fry at 785-284-7611 to see if you qualify and to learn more. That number again, 785-284-7611.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Out of the timeout, Centralia by 15, 46-31. Still early portions of the fourth quarter, 5:15 to go. Panthers with the ball in the half court. And it's Avery Dieters, top of the key. Angled a little more to her left. Now, Flinty to Haverkamp. She's at the top of the key. Now Owen Dieters collects. Goes to the top of the key, trying to get a ball screen from Flinty. Not there. They want to go inside. Avery gets it. Turns, spins on Weathersby. Layup good. Avery Dieters with 8 points. Makes it 48-31. 4:40 left in the ball game. D-West running out of time. They're down 17. Needing some action now. Long three's no good. Rebound Centralia. Hands it off to her sister, Owen. A little casual with the pace. Picks up the dribble. Pass to the near side with Dieters. That's Avery. Hands it off to Owen. Top of the key. Just past 4:20 left in the game. Certainly the Panthers trying to slow things down. Here's Flinty, left corner. Works out of some trouble. Hands it off to Owen. Now wants to drive baseline. Pulls up from 15. Short. And out of bounds underneath. It'll go back to D-West. Jaden Taylor back into the game for D-West, taking the spot of Claire Cole. 3:59 left in this one. Centralia by 17, 48-31. Here's Johnson across the timeline, right down the middle. Comes left here near side to Taylor. Taylor rips it away from Flinty, who almost had a steal. Pass deflected into the corner, whistling a foul. And they get Flinty with this one. That's going to be her third. Both teams now with six team fouls, so free throws the rest of the way for both. Jaden Wells out. Kramer back in for Centralia. 17-point Centralia lead. There's a pass, too much on, it's interception. Owen Dieter sidesteps in transition and lays it in left side with the right hand. 9 points for Owen Dieters, makes it 50-31 with 3.5 minutes to go. Owen with a deflected pass there and comes away with another steal. Now she'll slow the pace up for Centralia. Looking good, leading by 19 with 3:20 to go. Avery Dieters at the elbow, spins inside, kicks it up top. Now a left side pass to Kramer. Flinty left corner. Comes out of the corner, darts the pass to Owen Dieters. Now Haverkamp right side, up top to Flinty. Reversing the basketball, Owen Dieters. Nice bounce pass, whistle and a timeout. Roger Holthaus has seen it up for that possession. Upset with Flinty. And we'll see if it's a 30 or a full. It is a full timeout, but we'll keep it right here. Again, got to thank great sponsors for the week, the CBL tournament. I want to thank the Bank of Highland and Medina State Bank, making life better right here at home, member FDIC. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, for education on campus, regional, technical, or online. M&R Auto Parts, your CarQuest Auto Parts headquarters in Frankfort. Also, Blue Valley Technologies, supporting local students and athletes. And Wanklin Oil Company, serving the area since 1926. Thanks for tuning in. We got another one coming your way after this one. The other CBO girls semifinal matchup with the 2-3 seed, Valley Heights and Hanover. 1-seed Centralia trying to stay unbeaten and move on. They lead it by 19 with 3:02 to go. 50-31 on the scoreboard. Balanced scoring. Lena Haverkamp has 15 points, 9 apiece by Owen Dieters and Tatum Kramer, 8 by Avery Dieters, and then 7 from Abby Flinty. So just balanced across the board for the Panthers tonight. They lead it by 19 with 3 minutes to go. Panthers with it out of the timeout. Here's Haverkamp up top. Now Kramer high left. Haverkamp left corner. She's open for 3. Not this time. Battle for the rebound. Chased here and out of bounds in the corner. I think we get a foul here on Centralia. It's going to be against Avery Dieters, the way she kind of reacted to that. That would be her 4th. And we'll get a 1-1 scenario for D-West. Stops the clock at 2:50. It's Weststein to shoot the 1-1. She's got 5 points tonight. Need every free throw that you can get if you're D-West down the stretch, and the first one's no good. And the rebound by Avery Dieters. So missed opportunity there for D-West. They're down 19 with 2:40 to go. Here's Flinty, chest pass to Kramer, another long 2. This one in and out, and a rebound by Milena Weststein. Weststein up the floor, Cole, layup no good, rebound Centralia. Avery Dieter is going to slow down the pace as we're now under 2:25 left in the game, and Centralia looking good here with their 50-31 lead. Easy layup, counted, and the foul. Avery Dieters. You can put that one on the board, 52-31, 2:16 left, and a chance at a 3-point play. And the foul is on Weathersby, and that is her 5th, and she is fouled out of the game. Finishes with 4 points and 4 rebounds. So Johnson checks in for Weathersby. It's been a physical game between these two tonight. Free throw is good by Avery Dieters. Now is 11 points, and she's a perfect 5-for-5 at the line. Here's a short shot that's nearly banked in. No good. Rebound Centralia. Now Owen Dieters has it. They lead 53-31 with 2 minutes to go. Here's Haverkamp, a long 2. Banks it in. That's a tough angle. How about Haverkamp tonight? 17 points, makes it 55-31 with 1:45 to go. Jaden Taylor a drive. Jaden Taylor with 2. That's Jaden Taylor's first bucket tonight. Jonathan West calling a timeout. It's a full. We'll follow suit. 1:42 left. Centralia 55, D-West 33. Back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Come in from the cold and make the most of the winter evenings at home. Curl up and stream on. Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku streaming stick 4K for your household. Visit BlueValley.net today. Curl up and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Cook & Company in Seneca and Hiawatha have been a leader in the manufacturing of high-quality cabinets and doors since 1989. They're always looking to add quality employees to their current dedicated staff. If you'd like to explore the benefits and job opportunities available, go to their website, cookandcompany.com. Many benefits are offered, and there's always room for workers that have a high appreciation for producing quality.
American-made products. Go to cookingcompany.com to find out more. Cooking Company, manufacturing doors and cabinets in Seneca and Hiawatha.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Another timeout. Centralia with the basketball, leading 55-33. Coming up on the final 90 seconds in this one. Centralia trying to put this one away. Seems to be put away at this point, which will keep them undefeated. There's a deflected pass out of bounds. Last touch by Centralia, so it goes back to Donovan West. Just 1:25 left, but they're down 22. Here's Wettstein across the timeline. Angles right. Stops on the wing. Looking for a pass inside. Deflected and intercepted. Kramer got a hand on it. Now Avery Dieter slow across the timeline. Hands it off to her sister, Owen. Coming up on 1 minute left in the game. Centralia, they're going to move on, stay undefeated, and we'll get the winner of Valley Heights and Hanover, which will come up next. And there's another bucket by Avery Dieters, who has a double-double tonight, 13 points. Or might be just shy of a double-double, 9 rebounds. Makes it 57-33, 42 seconds to go. There's another missed shot inside, and right there, there's the 10th rebound by Avery Dieters, so that'll get her a double-double tonight. 32 seconds to go. And up top to Kramer. Back to Owen. Think they'll call off the dogs here. No reason to foul. Down to 20 seconds. And Haverkamp's going to be, or correction, that is Flinty, is going to be called for a travel. But Centralia is going to get a couple younger players in. Haley Doman checked in. Also, Kyra Bergman. Corey Kuckelman has checked in as well. Kramer stays in. Also, Jaden Wells in there as well. 19 seconds to go. Centralia putting the bow on this one. They really controlled it from the jump. Here's Jaden Taylor straight on three. No good. Battle for the rebound, though. Brought down. Second chance opportunity up and good in the foul. Sydney Smith has 8. Makes it 57-35. So get one free throw. They get the foul on Doman, who just checked in. Now D. West will get a couple of younger players in. Lena Leatherman has checked in. Also, Ava Gladhart, the sophomore, is in. So Centralia cruising to the win, missed free throw, and a rebound by Jaden Wells. Final 4 seconds, and that's going to do it. Kramer's going to run out the clock, and Centralia wins this one. 57-35, never in doubt. Panthers stay undefeated and move on to the TVL tournament title game tomorrow night. Postgame is next, brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Post game is next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Post Game Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Fuel and propane delivered to you. That's one of the many services of Lankland Oil Company. Let their family serve yours with Sinclair Diesel. Gas or propane you need at your location. Comparative prices and great service is what Lankland Oil has been delivering in this area since 1926. Go to their website to see all their services and products at LanklandOil.com or give them a call in Frankfort at 785-292-4710. Lankland Oil Company, headquartered in Frankfort, where they've had the energy since 1926.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Get a great deal on Wix premium filters from Elmer's Repair in Centralia. Their big filter sale kicks off January 24th. Get up to 70% off Wix filters. Many other ag-related products are on sale too. Stop in Elmer's Repair in Centralia for all ag parts and repairs. And don't forget Monday, January 24th, is the kickoff on the Wix filter sale at Elmer's Repair. Your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist in Centralia. Give them a call, 785-857-3248, or go online to ElmersRepair.com.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Post game brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Centralia gets the win, stays undefeated, moving to 9-0. They knock off Donovan West, 57-35. Mustangs drop to 8-3. Centralia now awaits the winner of our next ball game, which will be Valley Heights and Hanover. So half the CDL tournament title game sets, and one final team to punch that ticket here in just a little bit. Get you the numbers in this one, and just balance scoring across the board for Centralia tonight. Lena Haverkamp leads the way, 17 points and 4 rebounds. Avery Dieters, a double-double, 13 points and 10 rebounds. 9 apiece by Owen Dieters and Tatum Kramer. They got 7 from Abby Flinty, also got 2 from Jaden Wells. For the Mustangs, they got 13 from Claire Cole, 8 by Sydney Smith. They got 4 from Avery Weathersby, 3 from Kyra Johnson, and just 2 by Jaden Taylor. Well, Donovan West again dropping to 8-3. Turnovers killed them. They had 24 turnovers in the game and just hit 2 of their 8 free throws. Centralia ending with 17 turnovers. And they hit 8 of 14 at the foul line. Centralia out-rebounded Donovan West, 29-27. Time now to announce our player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com for more information. You know, we do and talk about the Dieters quite a bit, and rightfully so, two of the best in the league, and you know, Avery had a double-double tonight with 13 points and 10 rebounds, but I'll tell you what, Lena Haverkamp, certainly a difference maker. She had 17 points and 13 of those in the second half and really helping get this game put away in the final two quarters. So Lena Haverkamp, the 5'5 junior, our player of the game, 17 points and 4 rebounds. And our player of the game brought to you again by Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Providing modern banking services, visit bankwithfarmers.com. And one final time here before we get you back to the studios for a few minutes in between ball games, I want to thank again all of our great TBL tournament sponsors this week. Hilltop Creations of Seneca. Let Lynn or Gail Lears help you with new cabinets for kitchen or bath. Cooking Company in Seneca and Hiawatha, proud supporters of local schools and events. Elmer's Repair in Centralia. Their Wix filter sale starts January 24th. First National Bank in Frankfort, Try their online app and do your banking anytime, anywhere. Also, SBS Insurance, your source for farm, home, auto, and business insurance. So our first game is in the books, and the one-seed Centralia Panthers, 9-0 after the win, defeat the four-seed Donovan West Mustangs, 57-35. They await the winner of Valley Heights in Hanover coming up in about 11 minutes. So we'll shoot it back to the studios for a little bit. Hang with us. We'll be back in a moment for the second of our doubleheader as high school basketball continues after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.